This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. This past weekend, police in Anaheim, California, shot and killed an unarmed man. Violent protests and looting erupted. Anaheim is best known as the home of Disneyland, but there's a lot more to the city than that, as Shireen Marisol Meraji reports.
Anaheim is much more than a resort town, famous for Disney theme parks and Angels baseball. That area where the police shooting took place is packed with low-rent apartment buildings, and most residents are Latino and poor. Nearly 16% of Anaheim residents live below the poverty line. Gustavo Arellano grew up in Anaheim. He also edits the Orange County Weekly. Arellano calls his hometown
the Tragic Kingdom.
That's a nod to the band No Doubt, also from Anaheim.
Over the past decade, you've seen a city that has really put its focus on trying to develop the area immediately around Disneyland and immediately around Anaheim Stadium.
Arellano adds, at the same time, city services have been cut, affecting low-income people the most. City Council member Chris Murray says without the resort areas, Anaheim would be in much worse shape.
Because we have a resort area the caliber that we have, because Disney just invested another $1 billion in Cars Land, we're actually able to, as a city, maintain our reserves and increase services for the first time since the recession started.
Murray says those services are going straight to the poorest neighborhoods in Anaheim. But now the world knows Anaheim is not all happy and magical. Will that affect tourism?
You wouldn't know that there was any disturbance here.
Elaine Callie with the Anaheim Visitor and Convention Bureau told me that in the resort areas, it's business as usual. I'm Shireen Marisol Meraji for Marketplace.